Tres Piedras. Please correct me if my pronunciation is incorrect. The Spanish translation means 3 stones, inches in width. Make a little footnote here. I think I had some incorrect English grammar on some of my other recordings, probably quite a few. I would say the dimensions is, and that is incorrect, since dimensions is plural and not singular. So please forgive me on all my other pronouncements of the height and width. Anyway, this was created at the Art Factory in spring of 2018. There's quite a bit behind this painting. I'm going to probably talk a little bit longer on this one. First of all, the colors were, I used very combination of probably not more than 3 colors, 3 to 4 colors in here. And they just worked their way inward, from inward to outward. It has a really nice flow to it. I really like this piece. It's very unique, and has a really nice feel to it. It is currently hanging in the Art Factory in Old Town Scottsdale on Main Street, which is about a block and a half from the J. Klein Gallery, our gallery. It's right next to the piano, and so if you look in the window from the street, you can see this painting right above the Steinway piano, where we're having a lot of fun with it. I'm writing some music right now. I'm working on some fugues, and hope to have a book of 6 fugues completed by March. Anyway, I got off the subject there. The title was inspired by a fork in the road in New Mexico, northern New Mexico. It's a juncture between 285 and 64. So if you're coming from Colorado, there's a town called Antonito. And another little side note about Antonito, they have one of my very early graphic marker artworks in their church there. That's the oldest cathedral or oldest church in Colorado. It's quite famous, and they have one of my paintings there. So if you ever stop by Antonito, stop by and check it out. Anyway, back to the main subject. South of Antonito, there's a fork in the road, as I mentioned, and it's called Tres Piedras. My wife is from New Mexico, and so we've gone down to Mexico quite a bit on that route. One thing I've had a problem with Tres Piedras, the last time I was there, it's very, very small. Like I say, it's very small. I don't know if you want to call it a town, and there's a little restaurant there, but it's kind of a long ways between gas stations if you have to do your bathroom stops. And we were there with the children one time, and going through there, and they wouldn't let you use the bathroom there unless you had food. So anyway, we had to head on down to Taos, which isn't too far from there. It's a very picturesque area. Again, Taos, New Mexico is a very artistic city, I guess you'd say a town in New Mexico. Anyway, that's how the title came about, Tres Piedras. Please stop by the studio or the Art Factory and observe it. Thank you.